Welcome to Marketing Your Wellness Business Podcasts, where we talk about everything marketing, lead generation, traffic, email marketing for health and wellness businesses. So I have my head of productions here, Claire, with me. So Claire, how are you?
Hi, Fola. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you doing also?
I'm doing well, just a bit stressed. I hope it's not showing in my voice.
What's stressing me? It's
Life,
not iPhone.
adulthood.
Adult switch.
Yes.
All right, so definitely. So obviously you have the podcast plan, but basically today we are talking about something I don't think enough businesses think about. Something I think that if more businesses put some thoughts into it, they'll be able to make more sales without necessarily doing more work, without necessarily putting in more hours or more effort and all of that. And we are talking about how to uncover unused capacity in your business. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of the term unused capacity, have you?
Unused capacity? No, I have. But I don't think I understand the concept of it. So maybe you'd like to expand a bit on it.
So basically, when I think unused capacity, I mean things that you have, so assets that you have, but you are not utilizing to the best of its ability. So that's essentially what I mean when I say unused capacity. So say, for instance, you want to lose weight. And now we're going to bring it back to business, but these are general examples. Say you want to lose weight and you work maybe 9 to 5, but it's a remote work. And let's say you go to the gym, you jog in the mornings and all that. Yes, you are doing the things that should help you move closer to your goal. But an example of unused capacity would be the time when you are working, you're actually doing your work. Most people do their work sitting on a desk and just stationary, no motion at all. But if you are trying to lose weight, that can be a time for you to actually be moving towards your goals. So what you could do is you could get a standing desk and you can get a treadmill. And as you are working, like on your laptop, you're actually walking on the treadmill. Now, it's not going to be like a fast-paced walk, just a very light walk. And then at the same time, you are doing your job. So that is an example of unused capacity in general. So that time is an asset that you are not using to achieve your goals. So does the concept kind of make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But isn't it going to be a bit difficult to work on your laptop and then work on the treadmill?
I don't think so. I think you get used to it. It's just working on the treadmill is like something you don't have to think about.
Right.
It's just your legs are just moving. So far as it's slow enough pace, your legs are just moving. It's not a big deal. Then you just do your work. So if you compound that over a year, over 2 years, you're going to lose so much more weight than you would otherwise. So that's an example of unused capacity in life. Another example would be in education. So let's say, for instance, you are trying to improve, you are trying to learn a new skill. This is going to sound very weird, but an example of unused capacity is when you're in the toilet. So virtually everybody goes to the toilet every day. But what do you do when you're in the toilet? You're probably maybe watching Instagram or texting somebody or whatever. If that's the perfect opportunity for you to learn, it's like a 10 minutes, 20 minutes, if something is wrong with you, 1 hour slots.
But except you're a nerd, which is totally fine, I don't think most people would go to the toilet and they are getting an information online. Probably it's just maybe watching funny videos. I mean, it can be informational, but it's not like the main idea of it is for it to be informational. Do you get me? Maybe it's like a funny skit.
Yes, I get you. And that is the problem. Do you understand? So that is what I'm trying to change the mind. Now, we're talking to business owners here. If you're just talking to regular people who don't have any particular goal you're working towards, then it's fine.
Yeah.
But as a business owner, if you have a goal that I want to learn this particular skill, I want to get better at this, then you need to utilize every opportunity you can get. And this is an example of unused capacity. The 20 minutes, 1 hour time slots you're in the toilet every day is an additional hour that you can use towards your skill. Now, this is very, very useful for people who are even working maybe a 9 to 5 while also building a business, because they don't have a lot of spare time. So maybe take a 1 hour or 2 hour slot to just focus on reading or taking a new course or something. Meanwhile, if you're in the toilet, you can just carry a book or listen to a podcast or an audio training or something that you are not just wasting that time. So that's another example of unused capacity. So if you have any other thing you can add now before we get into unused capacity in business.
Nothing. I think I'm really interested in what this episode will be about and how, you would like to go about it. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this episode. But for now, nothing.
All right. 6 ways I think more businesses can uncover unused capacity. This episode should last about 25 minutes thereabout. So if you can't complete it in this episode, then maybe we'll do another episode. Maybe we won't, but I don't know. But we'll see what we can do in the time slots we have.
Okay.
But the first thing is your best customers is the first point of unused capacity I see in most businesses. So most businesses try to treat all their customers the same. So they sell the same services, the same offers to the same set of people the same way. And the biggest chunk of your business usually comes from a small set of people. So you have like your hyper customers, your loyal customers that probably spend the most money with you, spend the most time with you. And that is the first point of unused capacity that you can uncover in any business. So it's kind of like the airline thing, where they give special people who travel a particular number of miles, you can get special privileges that you pay for and things like that. I believe every business can have something like that, where you offer special trainings. It can be like a coaching or a consultation or maybe a mastermind for your high-end, most loyal customers. And those people are the ones that are most interested in whatever you have to offer. But at the same time, there are people that are going to pay extra for the extra services that you're offering them. So let's say on average, what you sell is just a couple hundred dollars, maybe $500. For this particular set of people, you can charge them multiples of that, and they'll be happy to pay because they're your best customers, they're your most loyal customers. They love you the most. They are the ones that are most interested in what it is you have to offer. So one way to uncover on this capacity to grow, to increase your revenue, is by tapping into this set of people in your audience. But another way to also tap into this set of people is by giving them, I won't say giving them gifts, but I don't just mean randomly giving them gifts. So for instance, something you could do if you're in a client's scenario, something you could do is after a client has worked with you for a number of months or a number of years, you can gift them a gift. So usually in my own case now, the gift is usually going to be a product that I have created. So maybe a newsletter or a physical book or something like that. If you are giving a physical gift, an easy way to multiply the number of clients and leads you have is by gifting someone several copies of your book or your physical stuff, whatever it is. So instead of just giving this client one, give the person five. And say you can share it to any of your, in my case now, it would be people that are in business, since I serve business owners. So I'll tell them you can share it to any of your business owner friends, right? So that way they have something they can give out as gifts. And if those people read it, they will come back and find you if they ever need your service, right? But this is not just a business thing, it can work anywhere. So if you are a fitness coach and you're coaching someone and you give them a short guide on nutrition, you can give them five copies, tell them to give to their friends who may want to lose weight, right? Instead of trying to pitch your friend, just say, I found this guide helpful in getting my diet in order. You may find it helpful. You give them, they check it out. If they need something along that line, they'll find the person who wrote the book at the end of the day. So that's one way to uncover unused capacity in your business. You kind of get what I'm trying to say.
I think I get what you're saying. Yes, I do.
All right.
Interesting.
So the second way you can uncover unused capacity in your business is through your paid products. So a lot of people don't think enough about the products they create beyond just the initial monetary value. So who creates products, they think of how much they will sell the products, how much money they will make, that kind of stuff. And they think that's the end. But there's so much more you can do with your products. There are three ways I would give. The first is if you have a physical product that you sell. So let's say you sell clothing and you are shipping it out to people. An easy way to uncover unused capacity is when you ship your clothing, give them a promotion for another thing you sell, like ship it along with the products. You're already shipping the product itself. You might as well ship a promotion with it. Give them 10% off, 20% off another item that you sell because they are already a customer. Right? That's a way to uncover unused capacity. Another way, especially if you teach information, if you are selling a course, a training, a book, things like that, is naturally mention the other products or services you offer in your training. You don't have to sell it so hard. You don't have to like talk about it for so long. But where it makes sense, if you're talking about, let's say you are a hairdresser and you're talking about you have a training on how to style your hair and
Yeah.
somebody needs help on how to relax their hair. If it's in the same conversation, you can just mention is that I also have a training on how to relax your hair. And if you're interested, you can get 10% off with this discount code. Just make it natural and insert it into your content. So that's the second way you can uncover unused capacity still under your paid products. The third way is creating an ecosystem of products such that one product naturally leads to another. Right. So for instance, let's say you own a clothing store and you sell clothing. Let's say you sell clothing for guys. One thing you can do is you can sell a fitness product, how to lose weight and be fit and get into the shape you want, right? That naturally leads to how do I dress for my body type? So you can sell another product, how to choose clothing based on your body type and your skin tone and all of that. Then from that training, you can now sell your actual products, which is maybe shirts and joggers and things like that. So normally you would have just gone to sell your clothes directly, but now you have two additional products you can sell before they even get your core offer, and now you have expanded your revenue just from that. So those are some of the ways you can uncover unused capacity, can make more sales, help people more, like through your paid products, thinking a lot deeper about your paid products. That's one way. And I think we'll do one more before we wrap up this call. The third and the last way I will discuss now is in uncovering unused capacity is your lists. Now, when I say your lists, ideally it should be your email lists, but it can be anything, whether YouTube, whether direct mail, whatever it is, but your lists. Now, I'll be talking from the point of email marketing. So if you use any other kind of medium, you will have to adjust the information to your own context. But
Yeah.
for email, one way to uncover unused capacity is how often do you email your lists? Every day you don't send an email is an opportunity for you to make sales, is an opportunity for you to build a relationship, is an opportunity for you to display your knowledge, to build credibility that you are not using. So if out of 365 days you send emails once a month, you only sell 12 times, or you only send an email 12 times out of 365 opportunities, see how much opportunities you are missing out on. If you send emails once a week, you're only sending 52 times out of 365. More than, like, you can quadruple the amount of emails you send, the amount of relationships built, the amount of connections you create just by sending more emails. So that's the first way to uncover unused capacity through your emails is just how frequently you send emails. Another way is how frequently do you actually put a link for people to buy? Now, I know there are some people who send emails frequently, but don't always send in the emails. Now, I'm not saying you have to send in every email. That depends on your context and all of that. I put a link in every email for a couple of reasons. One, I want people to know that I'm selling. I'm not trying to hide it. I'm not trying to think I'm not trying to deceive people into thinking it's only free information I'm going to give them. I want them to know that I'm selling something. Now, whether they want to buy or not is up to them. But the point is, if I send out 50 emails and I put 50 links throughout, it means people have 50 opportunities to buy from me. But if I send out 50 emails and I only send out 10 links, it means people only have 10 opportunities to buy from me. Right, there's unused capacity there. I'm already doing all of this marketing, but people don't even know a particular product exists, or they don't know how to buy that particular product. There's just so much you could do with the same thing that you're not currently doing. So that's one way to uncover unused capacity. Now, still under your lists, and then this will be the last thing before we wrap up, is I would say something I recently learned is having live calls with your list is a good way to build a stronger relationship with them. So let's say you send emails on a regular. I think one way to build a stronger bond with your lists, to have more credibility, make people know you a little bit more, be more trusting of you so that they can buy, is having live calls where they see you, you talk with them, you interact, they ask you questions. Maybe they have things they want to clarify about your product or your service. And maybe they don't want to send you an email. Just having a call with them where you can answer any questions they have, things like that, helps you build a stronger bond, a stronger credibility with your audience. It's not something compulsory, but I just found that it's something that really helps in making people get to know you and are more willing to buy from you. So those are three ways you can uncover unused capacity in your business. The first is your best customers. How do you utilize them? How do you get more out of them? The second is your paid products. Can you think deeper about that? Can you uncover a lot of opportunities from a paid product? And the third is your lists. In our case, your email lists. How do you uncover paid products? How do you uncover unused capacity from them? Do you want to add any other thing, Claire, before we wrap up?
If I'm adding any other thing, is I think a question. So you mentioned about, building connection by sending emails every day. Now, this is a question that I guess I've always wanted to ask, is when you send out, people join your email list, right? You send out emails to them every day. Have you ever, in any point in time, get people reply to your email? So like, have that ever happened? Like, if you can, I want to know how that experience is like or how that feels like, because in my head it's like a one-time thing where they most likely do not get to send back emails back or like reply to it. So I don't know what the context of the email would look like, but do you ever get like response back from like the emails you send out?
Yeah, sure. So it really depends on the kind of emails you send out. So generally speaking, for most of the emails, you might not get a lot of response, right? But for specific emails that touch on specific things. So let's say you're talking about something that is going on in the minds of people. Let's say something related to politics. A lot of people might respond back because that's something on their mind. Or if you talk about something personal, like you tell a personal story, a lot of people tend to respond back to things like that. So it really depends on the type of email. So it's like a one-to-many communication, but it's meant to feel personal. It's meant to feel one-on-one. People know it's a marketing email, but if you write emails the way it is, the way we do at Icon, it's very personal, very relationship building. So people always respond back depending on the type of email you send. Does that make sense?
Interesting. Yeah, it does. That's interesting. Because it's something I've always wondered. But yeah, I think I understand
All
now.
right. So that said, before we end this podcast episode, if you would like to learn more about what we do, if you'd like to learn more about email marketing, you want to learn how to sell with email, make more sales, grow your revenue, you can go to ikonmedia.net. So that's IKON media.net. And you'll be able to get our free guide. It's called Your Email List Is Your Wife. And there are, I think, 11 ways you can make more sales from your email list. So if you're interested in that, ikonmedia.net. That's IKON media.net. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye bye.
Bye guys.